Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. I'm your host, Valerie A. Campbell, and VIBE is an acronym for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. It's also short for Vibration. So welcome especially to the newcomers. Sit down, grab your favorite beverage, and let's get stuck in. So VIBE is short for Vision, Intention, Belief, and Expectation. Vision. This is the place where you get to turn your vision on, because we're living in a world where we rely on our perspective. We rely on the perspective of others. So there's only so far that our sight can carry us. So this is where we learn about what is beyond our perspective, where we learn that it's not enough to just lean on our understanding of reality as we see it. And this is the place where you get to glean from different perspectives. So I might be described as being a metaphysicist or a spiritualist. I have my feet in both camps. And metaphysics is really just the scientific approach, I would say, to spirituality. What they both have in common is that they both deal with reality outside of our five senses, outside of how we perceive things. And metaphysics is a branch of philosophy and literally means above the physical. So you are definitely more than the eye can see. And I wanted to talk today about more than the eye can see in the realm of dating and courtship. One of the things that I often teach, and I have to reiterate over and over again, is that number one, everyone has the right to live their life as they choose. And by that, I mean that when you go out dating, that person, or you do not expect that person to change who they are to meet your needs. So you accept that person for who they are. So everyone has the right to live their life as they so choose. So when you go out and you go out dating, you're looking for somebody who's a match to you, who has many commonalities, and you're literally looking for data to support that. Yeah, so that's what dating is. It's looking for data. It's data mining. It's collecting information about the other person to see if they're a great match to you. And so the question you have to ask yourself is, can I accept this person as they are right now, as they are presenting themselves to me? Not with the intention to change them. Okay, because you don't want to change them to match your needs. You look at the person, because often we have a habit of seeing people as we want to see them and not as they are. And in fact, that's how a lot of red flags are missed. And you also have to ask yourself, in what way am I leading my life in a way where I'm expecting others to show up in a particular way? In other words, in what way do I lead my life expecting others to behave in a certain way to make me feel good? Yes, makes sense. So as an enhanced relationship coach that deals with vibration, because your feelings, your emotions are energy in motion, it's a vibration, it's something that is not tangible, I help women to self-heal, because if they do not self-heal, those feelings will be expressed in a negative way, and it will cause them to really essentially want the other person to change to suit them. Remember, I always say you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. So self-healing is about recognizing and reclaiming your self-worth so that you can then embrace love for yourself. And all forms of love stem from recognizing who you are, that you are love. God is love. You were created in his image. And so you are love. Okay. And we want to embrace and reclaim that self-love for ourselves. And as children growing up, as you know, we go through different experiences in life. We buy into other people's perspectives. We buy into the interpretation of neglectful or abusive behaviors when we were young that perhaps took us down another route, not perhaps, but contrary to how God actually sees us. So my job is to help you to reclaim your self-worth and to embrace yourself as God embraces you. And we have a fantastic tool at our disposal right now, especially in this year of 2020, where COVID-19 has been rampant and we've been forced to change the way that we live. We've been forced to look at dating in a completely different way. And what a lot of people have done is they have gone even more to online dating. Okay, people are using Zoom, they're doing video calls, they're meeting up via video, and then from that can then lead maybe to a walk in the park. You know, different ways of relating to one another and at the same time respecting social distance. And in a way, that's great. I think it's fantastic because it's slowing people down as opposed to just jumping into bed with somebody and then dealing with the repercussion after that because they haven't allowed themselves time to form that emotional connection. So it's slowed everything down. Right now, the world is in slow motion. So online dating is particularly useful. Now, you can use online dating to observe and to inform yourself of who you believe you are. Through online dating, you can determine exactly how worthy you feel. You can notice the ways that you go to protect your heart. And you can notice how willing you are to actually trust yourself. It's a mirror, isn't it? It's a mirror. You see, who you attract is a reflection of who you are. Like attracts like. So when you go out dating, whether it's that walk in the park or through video, you're looking at this person and you're thinking, what aspects of myself are they relating? And so when you approach dating from that perspective, it frees you because you're not going in looking in to say, oh, this is the one. You're going in with the attitude that this person is going to help me to self-heal because I recognize myself through that person and they will enable me to grow into a higher self-esteem of myself. Now, one of the things that the late Maya Angelou said, which I absolutely 100% can vouch for, she says, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. Now, when you go out dating, you will always find that that person will, you know, give the best of themselves. They're on their best behavior initially. But I want you to take note. I want you to look beyond the superficiality of who that person is and notice key things about that person. So, for example, I remember a few years ago now, I went out on a date with a guy, and he actually said to me that he's a pessimistic. And I'm the opposite. I'm an optimistic person. And I remember just kind of observing him, listening to his words, listening to the words that he spoke, and thinking, this person really is as they say. He seemed to always identify the negative in any situation, whereas I would have another view. And at that time, I thought, oh, maybe I could overlook that. But that was actually a red flag. Now, remember the points that I initially raised. A person has the right to live his life, his or her life, how it suits them. It's not my business to change that person. My job is to determine if I can accept him as he is, just as he is. No expectations. This is the person that's showing up for me. Maya Angelou's words, when a person shows you who they are, believe them. And I realized that this person actually had the same pattern as somebody I had dated in my early 20s. And because I was outside of myself looking at this situation, I was then able to make a conscious decision and think, well, do I want to repeat this same type of relationship? I had a choice. And at that time, I had chosen that initial relationship because of childhood wounds that I had. But because I now recognized those wounds, because you, even though you can heal the inner child, that experience never goes away. That inner child is still a part of you. It's just that now you're observing that wound in a different way. And so I was able to look at this situation and think, I choose not. Even though you've got other lovely aspects about yourself, which is fantastic, I choose not to entertain that type of relationship again. And so you can see there where I was able to look at him as a reflection of myself. He was a reflection of the beliefs that I held. Remember, you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. But the feeling I had of myself had already elevated because I'd already done healing work. So it's very powerful to actually look at a relationship that way, to go into dating with that mindset. You're looking for data to see if it will support how you want to feel in a relationship. And if it doesn't, yes, it is a red flag. It's a red flag. Say, no, this person is not a match. You're not going to get how you want to feel. You see? It's about accepting the person for who they are. See, when you can accept yourself for who you are, you can accept another person for who they are. And it's not for you to change them, no more than you would expect that person to change you. Now, when I'm coaching my ladies, a lot of them, they come to me because they've realized that they're the common denominator of their relationships and that they keep attracting the same type of person. And so when that happens, it's not a case of you attacking yourself. You want to be compassionate with yourself, recognize the experience, appreciate it, and know that you've now been given that opportunity to choose on a conscious level to choose differently. You see, think about it. Think about your last relationships. Have you been able to view it from a different perspective now that you're out of it? I'm sure that you have. I'm sure that you can. So if you haven't, take the time to do that and ask yourself questions. Since you can't control another person's behavior, look at it from your perspective. Look at it from yourself. You're able to control yourself and you're able to learn from this experience. So take responsibility for the part that you actually played in that relationship. Because if you don't do that, you will continue to attract the same type of person. You will forever be a prisoner to your beliefs, your unconscious beliefs that you have of yourself. And different types of relationships will continually move away from you, the ones that you truly seek. So think about it right now. What red flags did you notice? And you thought, I'm going to let that one pass. Where did you make excuses for someone else's behavior? We all do that, don't we? We make excuses for another person's behavior. What was it that you looked at and you thought, I don't want to tolerate this, but yet you did? Think about that for a moment. I know that I, for one, have been presented with someone who has clearly shown me who they are. And I've not taken note of it. I've allowed it to pass and gone into a relationship and looked back and been able to see the signs. I've been able to see the red flags. So what if we can use online dating as a way to discover who we really are? And in doing that, we create the ideal life that we really, truly desire. And the thing is, we can. This is one of the greatest opportunities we have to learn what our self-worth really is. So next time you go out with a potential partner, practice being present with that person. Practice what they call, quote unquote, mindfulness. And use what you're noticing to inform you about that person. Remember what Maya Angelou said, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. You don't need a second time. And I mean, like, let me give you an example. So I had a person that showed up late. I'm not talking about like 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late. I'm talking about an hour late. That person has shown you who they are. But yet, I'm sure you would brush it off and think, but what does it show? It shows that this person, unless they have got this amazing excuse, that this person who you've gone out on a date with, who is late with time, may have an issue around integrity. And would you want somebody who doesn't have integrity about them that you cannot rely on? I remember once dating this guy, and on this one particular occasion, we had agreed to meet the following week. I had seen him that particular morning at an event, and I remember dressing and dolling up, as we girls do, waiting for the phone call that would tell me what time he would pick me up, etc., etc. No phone call. No phone call. And I'm just there, dressed up, wasting lipstick. And so what did that tell me about that person? There had already been signs before of tardiness, of lateness. And what it showed me is that this person put themselves first. When I actually did eventually have a conversation about this person, it showed me that this person actually would put themselves first in everything. They explained about some meeting that they got caught up in and completely forgot that he was supposed to pick me up. It sounds ridiculous even just explaining it, but that was clearly a person that had issues around integrity, clearly a person who put himself first, you see. How someone shows up, believe them. Believe them. You don't need a second chance. And so these are the things that we have to look at outside of ourselves. Another occasion, I remember dating a guy. We had agreed to meet at a restaurant. And when I entered into the venue, he was sat down and he was talking to the waiter. And they were discussing about the amount of brandy that the waiter had poured into his glass. There was a conversation about, you know, I only need this amount of Coke to this amount of brandy. When I entered, I stood there. I was aware that he knew that I was there. I was right at the table. He did not get up. He sat down and continued his conversation to the point where I felt, you know what, I need to actually walk out of this restaurant. That is what my gut told me. I need to walk out of this restaurant, get my butt back into my car and drive myself back home. Just as I was about to, like, V, you need to leave now. And remember, this person hadn't even acknowledged me. He was aware. He then turned around and said, oh, hi, V. And the waiter walked off. My gut and how I would have liked to have been treated is, as soon as I walked into the restaurant, turn around, get up, greet me, irrespective of what you're doing, pull out my chair, allow me to sit down, tuck my chair in, and then let's begin a conversation. And silly me, at that time, dated the guy again and again. But of course, he'd already shown me who he was. And that trait showed up in our relationship in so many ways. This was a guy who put himself first. He was very good at talking about himself. He was very good at eye contact with me, but when I would speak about myself, he wouldn't listen. He seemed not fully present with me. He seemed distracted. And what it showed me is that he would always prioritize his level of comfort first. His comfort was, I'm going to have my drink ready first. That's more of a priority to me than yourself. He was showing me that he wasn't in a position or wasn't wanting to be present with me. Now, you see, somebody else might have argued with him and said, oh, how can you treat me like that? Da, 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 da. But no, remember, you haven't got a right to change someone else. That person is clearly not the right person for you. And so I believe the best approach is that when you go out dating, go with the mindset that God, who created you, knows who you are from beginning to end. He's held in his mind, his divine mind, that fullness, that completion of who you are. And so therefore, he knows who your right match is. He knows what your right match is. So go out with the intention to have fun, to learn more about yourself, to discover yourself, to identify your self-worthiness. Because you are worthy. Yes? Use it as an opportunity to know who you are and to get ready for God's divine selection. I also want to stress here the importance of following that feeling in your body. Remember how I described how when I was standing there, I felt tense. I felt really uncomfortable. But in my mind was racing. It wasn't at one. It was in disharmony. And while I was standing there, my body was saying, you need to get back to your car. So I'm going to stress here the importance of being present with what your body is telling you, as well as listening to your thoughts. I heard it once said that when you pray to God, it's like you're getting on the telephone to speak to higher intelligence. But when you feel a hunch in your body, that is God telephoning you and directing you. So never ignore that hunch. I'm sure you've heard of that little voice telling you something that you need to heed, but which you didn't heed, and then only to regret it later on. I certainly regretted it later on. This voice is actually your spiritual self. This is a part of you that knows the truth of who you are. And it's always guiding you. So dating can be a way for you to connect with that spiritual aspect of yourself and teach you to follow your gut. So that's why it's important to connect yourself to your higher self and to let go of your perspective of the situation. Let it go. I'll talk about that in my book called The Difference. Put your perspective to one side, suspend it, and allow your spiritual self to speak to you and pay heed to it. And in doing this, you will learn how to trust yourself. Do you know the amount of times that I've gone down a particular road, ended up in a mess, and thought to myself, I wish that I had listened to that little voice, to that gut feeling. Don't ignore it. It can protect you from negative people who have got bad intentions towards you. If you get that hunch that someone is not being honest with you, or their story doesn't add up, run. The other day, someone called me. It was a firm that deals with trading. And they called me. They called me and called me repeatedly. And I took the call. And I eventually signed up. I thought, well, they've been so persistent, I'm going to sign up for this trading platform. But there was this feeling inside of me, this niggling feeling that wasn't quite, and against better judgment, I didn't listen to it. I was overwhelmed with different activities. And so it was there, but I didn't really listen to it. And one of the things that this company asked me to do was to download this application called TeamViewer. And I kind of vaguely remember reading something where someone had said that this particular application, which allows a person to have remote access, had somehow got this person in trouble with their passwords, etc., etc. Maybe, in fact, I perhaps even manifested it. But what happened that day in the evening, I received a message from Yahoo saying that someone had compromised my password. Somebody was trying to sign in from a country called Morocco. And so I ended up having a lot of my passwords compromised. And I believe that the two are related. So you have to listen to your gut. Yeah. That voice is there to protect you. So when we can look back on our experiences of dating and relationships with an intention to learn how to love ourselves and to really recognize how worthy we are, we can experience time dating with others as fun and gratitude and feel carefree about it. You know, there's that nervousness doesn't exist because you're truly inquisitive. All things work together for good for those that love God. So if you look at this person as being as part of your golden connection to your good, then you can't really experience that as something negative, that dating experience as a negative kind of experience, because you're looking for the
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.